The Wire.
Public consultation on the use of puberty blockers in Aotearoa closes next week on Monday, asking the public if further precautions or restrictions are needed and what impacts this could have on young people. This comes following the Ministry of Health Manatu Hauora releasing an evidence brief on puberty blockers and position statement setting out its expectations for their use in November last year. Leading transgender health professionals have expressed concern over the government directing the ministry to consult the public over gender-affirming healthcare, questioning the appropriateness of opening consultation on a medical matter that has become highly politicised and subject to misinformation. I spoke to President of PATHA, the Professional Association for Transgender Health Aotearoa, Jennifer Shields, about this, starting the interview asking her how puberty blockers work.
So puberty blockers are a medication used for a number of purposes. Essentially, they block the production of hormones in the body. So for this case in particular, they are used for trans, gender diverse or questioning young people who are about to go through puberty, which is a whole host of irreversible changes. And puberty blockers give them and their families time to kind of figure out what's right for them without those irreversible changes happening.
And what indications have we had from the coalition government as to what their policy is on puberty blockers and gender-affirming healthcare?
Yeah, there's been very little officially. And in fact, you know, in the Ministry of Health's position statement, they mentioned that the government has signalled an intention to consider further restrictions to this care. That signalling hasn't happened publicly. It's something that's happened behind the scenes. Reading between the lines, it seems pretty likely that the government is going to angle for some kind of restriction, potentially copying what has been done in the UK and restricting access to a clinical trial, which has a whole heap of ethical issues behind it. But we know that it's a decision that will be made by Cabinet rather than the experts in the area.
And in late November last year, the Ministry of Health, Manatu Hauora, released a puberty blockers evidence brief and position statement setting out its expectations for their use. Would you be able to provide some insight into the finding of these?
Yeah, so the evidence brief looked at a huge amount of evidence. It's missed quite a few things that we would have some concerns about. It found essentially that there's, you know, limitations in the quality of evidence for the risks and benefits of puberty blockers, but that's not unique to this care. When we're talking about the quality of evidence, that's quite an academic technical term, talking about the kinds of studies that have been done. And the gold standard for medical evidence is a randomised controlled trial, which is really tricky to do for gender-affirming care, because if you give one young person a puberty blocker and another young person a placebo, they're going to find out pretty quick who's on the placebo. And like I say, it's not the only area of health where we have poor evidence. In fact, a huge amount of healthcare interventions that we use every day have low quality evidence, so there's a bit of a double standard at play here. The position statement, we think, actually kind of describes the kind of care that is already being provided here in Aotearoa. So it recommended that puberty blockers are prescribed by people with expertise, they are working as part of multidisciplinary teams, that young people should have access to mental health and social support where they need it. And that's pretty much true already. So this call for further restrictions from the government really goes above and beyond what's necessary and above and beyond what's in place for any other kind of care.
Why is access to this form of healthcare so important, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we know that it has huge mental health benefits for young people who need it. You know, it would really encourage people to put themselves in the shoes of a young person who, you know, knows that they are trans or even is just questioning their gender and is experiencing, you know, these irreversible changes to their body that they know, you know, will be present throughout their whole lives without further medical interventions, knowing that there's an option that could give them that time without those changes happening, and then having that option taken away from them is really traumatic. And I think the number one benefit we see from puberty blockers in young people is really a stabilisation of their mental health. We know that trans people and trans young people in particular have really poor mental health and wellbeing outcomes. And a lot of that does come from that, you know, physical sensation of dysphoria, that mismatch between your body and who you are, and, you know, that knowledge that these changes are happening without your control. And what puberty blockers do, and what we see in the evidence, is when young people are on them, all of a sudden, instead of getting worse, the mental health really stabilizes, which is a huge lifesaver. And we see the flow-on impacts from that of kids being able to re-engage in school and their social lives. So it's a huge tool for the well-being of our rangatahi that is potentially being taken away by this government.
And public submissions asking if further precautions or restrictions are needed on puberty blockers and the potential impacts on young people close on the 20th of January, which is Monday next week. This government has been criticised for its decisions to make its submission closing dates on controversial bills such as the Treaty Principles Bill and consultation on the Regulatory Standards Bill during the summer period. Do you share similar concerns for the closing date for consultation on puberty blockers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this consultation period has taken place 2 months over summer with super short notice, while many people have been away. It's, to our knowledge, I think the first consultation of its kind on a medication or restriction on a medication like this that has gone to public consultation, which seems really inappropriate, like, to my mind, for people who need to have their voices heard in this, of a clinician's providing this care and trans young people themselves. And certainly we see in the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child that young people have a right to have a say in decisions about healthcare services that affect them. And unfortunately the Ministry of Health has not engaged directly with young people around this. They have, you know, gone to this public consultation. They've booked some really short consultation meetings with all of our rainbow organisations at once. So we're really encouraging them to slow down, to extend this consultation period, to take the time that they need to actually talk with the people who are most affected by this care. But certainly we think that this consultation period and the closing date has been chosen intentionally to, similar with these other bills, to try get this through as quickly as possible with as little fuss as possible.
Do you think public consultation on a medical matter, particularly regarding gender-affirming care, which has become highly politicised, is appropriate?
No, absolutely not. Like, I think the government is well aware, and the Ministry of Health is well aware, of the risks that come with a consultation like this. Last year, throughout 2024, the amount of, you know, tangible threats we saw to trans people and to clinicians providing gender-affirming care really skyrocketed. Like you say, it's become really politicised, and opening this up to public consultation, to consultation beyond the experts and the people who are receiving this care, all it's doing is politicising our lives and identities further, and putting trans people, trans young people, their families and the doctors that care for them at more risk.
And I guess with that in mind, you've said in the past that you'd caution the Ministry of Health to take into consideration the appropriateness of opening consultation on a medical matter to the wider public, particularly when this topic has been highly politicised and subject to disinformation. With this in mind, are you still encouraging people to make a submission on this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we have to work with the situation that we have. So really, for, you know, everything that we can do to make sure that the Ministry provide the best advice to Cabinet, and anything we can do to put pressure on Cabinet to do the right thing is useful. So I'm really recommending people to make a submission via the email listed on the Ministry's website. The submission form is pretty misleading. It kind of has an outcome that they are angling towards already. So making a submission through that email address, and the Ministers of Health, Shane Retty and Matt Ducey, to make your voices heard to them directly as well, because it will be them in Cabinet that makes the decision.
And just lastly, what outcome for puberty blockers and gender-affirming healthcare would you like to see for Aotearoa?
Yeah, I mean, it's really clear that there's no need for any further restrictions or regulations on access to this care. And in fact, we know around the country, access is really inequitable, particularly outside of the main centres, that already is really hard to access this care. So what we are saying is that instead of more restrictions, instead of more regulations, what actually needs to happen is better funding and resourcing for the clinicians providing this care, and ensuring that that mental health support and that social support is available to the young people accessing this care, and really enabling more clinicians to upskill and being able to prescribe this care locally so that people don't have to travel extensively or sit on wait lists for a really long time to be able to access it.
That was PATHA President Jennifer Shield speaking to me about public consultation on puberty blockers closing on Monday. If you want to make a submission, you can email pbconsultation@health.government.nz.